To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. We're going to speak now to Chief Superintendent Nigel Grimshaw, who's joining us now from the PSNI, obviously. Good morning to you, Nigel.
Good morning.
I know you're coming on to speak to us about interface tensions, but we've just had half an hour of a debate on the radio as to whether the police should be removing flags or not. What is the police position in this? You've been accused of having done a U-turn, Nigel, since last year.
I don't think we have done a U-turn, Stephen. But let me say first and foremost, I've listened to all of the commentary this morning from Marcin and others, and I absolutely acknowledge the concern and the frustrations that lie in communities around these issues. But as I said this morning on Good Morning Ulster, we're dealing with issues that have been there for decades. And clearly the solution does not lie with police alone. And unfortunately, we do need politics to work. We do need civic society to step up and help here. And we will play our part. We will intervene where there is a real serious risk to public safety. But the legislation on this issue is not clear. It is not entirely helpful. And we can only act within the law.
But you did in last year's statement, and maybe it was a mistake, Nigel, but here's exactly what you said in last year's statement. Let's even leave the removal of the flags, park that to the side. You gave a public guarantee, or the police gave a public guarantee, and here's what you said. Police have directed that any future erection of flags on this part of the Ormo Road will be treated as a breach of the peace. Community representatives have been spoken to and advised of this. Now, why aren't you honouring that promise?
Well, look, first and foremost, you know, I'm sitting reading that and reflecting on that again myself. And clearly, you know, there is some confusion there, and I appreciate that. But I'm being very clear. The reference to breach of the peace was time-specific and it was circumstances-specific. And that is the nature of that piece of legislation.
Any future erection of flags?
Yes, but it was still time-specific. I cannot simply operate on a blanket policy that is casting forward some 12 months. We start again this year in the same position again. Breach of the peace requires an imminence. It needs to have immediate threats around disorder or harm to be caused. So all of these circumstances have to be looked at in their own merits. They are context specific. But I say again, we will intervene to keep people safe and where there's a real risk to public safety. But I have to come back to the point that legislation is not helpful in this arena. We need the legislators to look at that. We need our politics to work and to bring forward those aspects within the Stormont House Agreement that were set out at Christmas last year. So the police would welcome that and it would be very helpful. But we need to work in a joined-up way. Police arbitrarily acting is not, experience shows, the way to deal with these matters.
I want to move on to this other issue, but just so that I can be clear as to your clear message today, because you are getting criticised, as you've heard this morning. So is it fair for me to say that the police, unless life is in danger, the police will not be considering any erection of flags as a breach of the peace?
We will look at every set of circumstances on its own merits. If there is criminality there, if there are criminal offences identified, we will deal with
it. Is it not a crime to climb up a lamppost and put a flag up without permission?
Well, you yourself have said extensively this morning, Stephen, that, you know, that the simple practicalities of that are not straightforward. You know, and we're not going to do that. What we are going to do is continue to use what influence we have to try and make sure that the proliferation of flags is not something that is seen across loads and loads.
Have the politicians left you high and dry?
What I'm saying very clearly is we need politics to play their part in this. I know people in Stormont are working at these issues, but we desperately do need these issues, flags, parading, and the past that was all dealt with in terms of Stormont House Agreement. We need all of that to come forward, and we will play our part, and we will work to keep people safe.
And final question is, and then I will move on. Are you sorry then for the confusing message that you sent out last year?
Listen, Stephen, as I've said right from the outset, please understand, I am concerned for the communities for which I am responsible for policing. If people are left confused, if people feel that the police in any way have let them down, of course that matters to me, and it will continue to do so.
But you admit you sent out a confusing message last year was the question.
Well, yeah, so I've said to you, you know, as I read through it and I reflect on it, I can see why people might draw on that, but I am being very clear this morning. that we will act to intervene where there is a serious risk to public safety. And my appeal is an encouragement to others, including politics, civic society, and community representatives, is to continue to work with us to try and remove these things make sure that they don't proliferate any further. And we have seen success in that. We have seen success, but I want to make sure that it doesn't wind back to years gone by in the same way that others do. But I can't do that alone.
Look, the reason you were asked almost about the interface tensions rising, how bad is it getting in some areas in Belfast?
Well, certainly I have a degree of concern, Stephen. Over recent weeks, we're seeing an increase in the number of incidents ongoing at interfaces. And we all know that, unfortunately, again, Belfast, you know, continues to have somewhere in the order of about 50 interfaces of various shapes and forms across the city. And we all know, too, that they very often can be an indicator of increasing tensions in communities. And we're certainly seeing that in parts of North Belfast, around Dunkern Gardens, particularly in the Short Strand area around Bryson Street. There's a lot of work going on the ground by ourselves, but also community representatives, political representatives. But we really need to do more. We need people, particularly when the kids are now off school, to exercise that responsibility. And please keep your kids away from these areas so they don't get caught up in trouble. Somebody's going to get hurt and situations can escalate very quickly.
Do you have enough resources to tackle this?
Yes, Stephen, I have enough resources to keep people safe. But I need to do that, and I do it more effectively with the support of the community, with the support of political representatives, and people are working with us. But my message this morning is, you know, we now are at a very critical point in the calendar. Our kids are off school, and there is a tendency at times for these things to begin to escalate. I'm seeing some worrying signs, and I want to try and work with people to make sure that stops.
It's an awful phrase, but do you put some of this down to recreational rioting, or do you think a lot of this is orchestrated?
At the end of the day, rioting is rioting. It's a criminal offence. And unfortunately, we've seen children as young as 13 arrested even in this calendar year for offences concerning riotous behaviour. That's really, really alarming. There is no doubt that particularly at times, the school holidays, that children do tend or can get caught up in this type of thing. I want to try and make sure that doesn't happen.
Do you not need to be more
worst offenders?
Do you not need also, Nigel, to be more proactive in terms of the new world? Because if you look on Twitter, on Facebook, you can actually find where some of these riots, the disorder, is being organised, where people are calling people to action to arrive. Why on earth are the police not pursuing those people who are inciting violence on Facebook and Twitter?
Well, we do, Stephen. We employ a range of different tactics. And in fact, you know, we have 17 people arrested for a variety of offences this year, not all necessarily in terms of the context you described there. But we do. We monitor social media. We look for those things. And indeed, even last night in a part of the city, we became aware of the potential for an arranged fight to take place, and we took steps to deal with that.
But are you going after the people who are arranging the fights on Twitter?
We're taking every opportunity we can investigatively to pursue people. You know, Stephen, if we can identify people and get the evidence and bring them before the courts, that's the best solution for
us. And the final question for me again, Nigel, because I asked it before, I'm not too sure what the answer was. Are there sinister elements behind this? Is some of this orchestrated?
There is no question that at times some of this stuff begins to look as if it has a degree of orchestration. But, you know, I'm certainly not going to go down the line of paramilitary orchestration or whatever. Are there some people there who might have affiliations in and around the vicinity? I think that's always a possibility, but that's not where we're at. What I'm seeing is a lot of young people getting involved in incidents over peace lines, and that can only end up in more serious consequences. I want to make sure that doesn't happen, and I need people to work with me to do that.
Maybe there should be a zero-tolerance approach to the violence this year.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not prepared to tolerate violence, but the challenge is in terms of how we actually deal with it. As I've said to you, if we have the evidence, then it's the easiest thing in the world for us to pursue people and bring them before the courts. But these things are never that straightforward, and unfortunately, police can't be everywhere all at the same time. So okay. We do need the support of the community. We do need the support of others to try and make sure this thing doesn't escalate any further.
We appreciate your time this morning. Chief Superintendent Nigel Grimshaw, thank you very much. Nigel's the Belfast City.